Welcome home, Radiant Creators and Fringe Dwellers. Welcome to Radiant Creators. Our guest today is Ed Edwards, a master manipulator of energy and founder of the Kittawa Institute, Energy, Health, and Healing. Over the past 26 years, Ed's unique gift has attracted the attention of well-known physicists and research scientists. Ed's ability, defined as bio-intrinsic resonant energy, allows his clients to heal themselves in a process he calls tune-ups. Ed is able to direct this powerful energy in person and remotely over distance. In fact, during today's interview, Ed will grace us all with a free energetic tune-up, which I think you'll find quite powerful. Welcome, Ed.
Ed, you're a leader in bio-intrinsic resonant energy, I think is how I last heard you put it. And can you tell us a little bit more about exactly what that is?
Well, that's the term that Dr. William Levin Good and Dr. John Getty coined up to describe me. After they tested me in their labs in Michigan from 1994 to through 2003, they determined that I was doing something totally different from anything else known to anyone. They had tested these people who do hands-on healing, Reiki masters, Dalai Lama, Tibetan monks, and everything else, and had seen what they thought they knew everything was going on. But when I got a hold of them, I was doing stuff they had never seen before. And so they started a 8-year study on me, and that's a term they coined up. They determined that I am actually resonating an energy magnetic field in my brain at will. Under command, I can control it at will, and when I do, I can cause all kinds of interesting things to happen, and or use it to take pain out of people with. And so,
yeah,
that's kind of where that comes from.
Yeah, and so the energy that we're speaking of, it really isn't necessarily the same as the energy that would be used in, let's say, Reiki or something we could call prana energy.
No,
this is different.
This is different. This is highly measurably different. They have a system called a charge density pulse recorder that will measure the electrical flow in the body. Human body and or plants. They can measure all kinds of energies with it. The average person walks around operating 5,000 to 7,000 microamps through their body to operate their organs, lungs, heart, things like that. Now, that's the average person. The human brain, we determined after doing our studies and our EEG studies and all the other things, the human brain can be operated like a power-producing generator. When you understand how to control the magnetic fields in the brain, like I know, like I've learned how, or basically I've been playing with it my whole life, but when you learn how to control them fields, you can then turn your brain into a generator and produce more energy. And that's what I'm doing, they say. I'm resonating a field of energy, and they can measure coming out of me nearly 2 million microamps when I turn it way up, hold it there. But I don't even need that much to take pain out of people. I take pain out of people like crazy at around 500,000 or 600,000 microamps. So they've just never seen that before, because I can sit anywhere on the planet, too, and produce a transmittable signal coming out of my brain when I run that energy up like that and set off sensors at all the different universities that study me. And we'll give you all the demonstration.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit there, but I can still hear you. It's still working. In studies that have been done on you, when you're actually doing the healing, doing the energy work, I should say, your brain is in theta and alpha, like between theta and alpha brain waves. So, I mean, theta tends to be the subconscious mind, that's creativity, light meditation, and alpha is gateway to the subconscious. It's more light sleep, deep meditation. So, I mean, And that's uncommon.
The EEG studies they've done only so far over the last 3 years at the University of Virginia They wouldn't tell me for 2 years what they were finding, but with my brain, everybody else they find is normally operating in alpha state of mind and way awake or so. But with me, they freaked out and they wanted to see if it was keep happening. And so every time I've been there, in my brain, all the time, they're finding theta to alpha all the time, all the frequencies between theta and alpha.
Yeah, and that definitely would be unusual because most people are, it's depending on their mental state or what they're doing. So, I mean, beta waves, that's just the conscious mind. Then alpha, that's kind of your gateway to the subconscious. That's relaxation. Theta, that's light sleep. And then delta would usually be, you know, asleep. So your brain is working in at a range that is uncommon. That's definitely
very
something.
Very uncommon. They've been at the Monroe Institute on radio shows talking about how uncommon my brain is. And it's got them all shook up. I met with the medical board at UVA last month, and they've done a lot of, after my meeting and demonstration with them, lots more money to buy more equipment with to study this phenomenon.
So I guess I would switch gears now and ask, now that we have an idea of maybe a little bit of the mechanics of what's going on, I'd ask, when were you first aware of the ability? I know you mentioned that it's when you were a youngster, you know.
Yeah, when I was playing with this energy when I was 3 years old. I thought everybody had it, you know, and then... I had other friends in preschool that could do things. And then we got into first grade, and they started thinning out. By the time we got to the second grade, none of the others would do anything with their energy abilities. They're saying it was, you know, like I'd heard, that we were playing with the devil and that we couldn't play with the devil. And we'd go to hell, we'd get in trouble, we'd get burned, we'd burn, and all these crazy things they kept telling. They beat it out of my other friends. But I just, this devil energy was just more fun to play with than having to listen to all them.
Yeah, you've mentioned that all children are born with the ability and that it's taken from us. And we can learn
Correct.
To do it again. We can relearn that. So I would ask, how exactly, I mean, it may be obvious, but how is that ability taken away?
If you don't play with these energies as a child, as your brain is maturing into adulthood, if you're not there knowingly changing the polarity fields causing things to happen, you're just letting your brain mature from childhood into adulthood in idle mode. Nothing going on other than just learning a little bit of written knowledge. But if you had done like I did, I learned how to generate gravity waves. I could push and pull people. I can do it over your radio show in a little while. I do it to people all the time over the phone or in my live big lectures that I give all over the country. I demonstrate the energy by setting up an electromagnetic, consciously driven magnetic gravity wave. But I use the same thing to take pain out of people. If somebody calls me up on the phone and they hurt real bad, I lock this gravity wave onto them, push them around a little bit. Next thing you know, the pain's gone.
Yes, and we can actually attest to that here. We have done healing work, of course, with you, and you do get pushed around the room, and that is astounding. I mean, there's plenty of healers out there that are working with energy, working with different modalities, but I've never experienced actually being swayed back and forth, pushed off my feet. I mean, that definitely...
measurable.
It gets your attention. Yeah, I mean, that's something I've never experienced until working with you, that's for sure. Well, you mentioned it's an ability that we're born with. And so I would ask, you were born with the ability, and I think you've mentioned that you developed it in great part by being mischievous and being playful. So it seems like these natural abilities would just be an aspect of play for children, right?
It would have been had the religious organizations not took it away from them. They did not want them playing with it. They did not want them becoming aware to them. Their prime purpose was to take this away from the people, to keep them ignorant and stupid.
Yeah.
And it just, I don't play them games.
And so as a child, you were a little bit, and I guess as an adult, you're still mischievous and playful, and you're still using the energy. And are you still learning what the energy can do?
All the time. And then my new studies with the University of Virginia, they give them like $30,000 here to buy this new brain mapping cap. It normally takes us 2.5 hours to wire my brain up with all the wires to do the testing, and now we're getting a magnetic cap that I just more or less put it on like a football helmet and make sure all the alignments come up, and we're ready to plug me into the chamber. Mm-hmm. And they're getting all kind of new tools and to work with. Then we're setting up a second EEG system. These things don't come cheap. They're $250,000 systems. And so we're setting up a second one now to start taking clients out of the medical centers that are through the doc's lab at the university, and clients that have, you know, pre-known conditions where they're under, you know, under the care of the university and having all the documentations, and then they're putting them, going to be putting them in the chamber with me. So when the computer tells me to activate my systems for they're taking the measurements, recordings on my brain, I'll be focusing that energy into these clients and stuff. See, I've learned how and been able to now take neuropathy out of most people's feet, the neuropathy that's brought on by diabetes or radiation, and I take that neuropathy effect out of feet or hands in about 5 minutes once I start backflowing this energy I produce. And all these different studies that we're doing, now we're looking at what's going on in the client's body when I activate the energies in my body that's causing their bodies to start healing. And see, as we learned a long time ago, I am not a healer. I don't diagnose or treat anything. All I do is run my energy up so high, it just causes whoever I focus it on or lock on to, their systems to start functioning. And then it just kind of backfeeds their batteries for a few minutes while I'm locked in to charge them up real good. So when I step back away from people, they go to healing themselves. Now, people think I'm a healer, but it's not me. I'm just jump-started their systems, made them start working. All of a sudden, they went pain-free, you know, from stuff they've been having to deal with for many years.
Yeah, in one of your recent webinars, and we'll touch on that in a bit, you mentioned that I think you put it this way, you said you tune up the natural, you tune up the neural energy system of the body, basically.
Correct.
Yeah.
I get everything communicating from the toes all the way back to the brain, and so that the brain has full communications with the mitochondria system throughout the cellular system, through the nervous system, and by cranking up the juice so high through a person's nervous systems for a few minutes, that it causes the myelin sheath throughout the system to smooth out and form a greater barrier than it had, so they have a less loss of energy through the system. And that just increases the efficiency at which the body operates at.
You're basically cleaning the spark plugs, putting some new spark plug wires in there and cleaning the spark plugs.
Yeah, it's like redoing the whole wiring system and making everything work at optimal efficiency.
Definitely.
And then charge batteries. I crank the juice up on mine. Like I say, I can go up nearly 2 million. I may be over 2 million now. That's been 2.5 years ago when we did that measurement. They've been measuring me like every 2 years since 1994.
Yeah, I think it's been
a constant increase and a constant, I'm getting better and better at what I'm doing.
So I think it's
working with them.
Yeah, I think it's been 26 years now. It says on your site that you've actually been studied. So
they've been documenting me for 26 years and studying, and then their studies of me sitting there in the lab with all these wires hooked up, and I'm talking to these neuroscientists and these neurologists and all these super brainy people. No, these are MDs. They're all MDs, I believe. I don't think there's any PhDs in the crowd. Maybe a couple, but they know their stuff about the brain, and they're just going nuts over how I can control my brain. So they're there telling me how they believe it is, I'm causing those control functions to activate in there, like the consciousness to the mechanical bridge connection. So as I learn from them, I'm increasing my control over my brain, or fine-tuning that control.
Mm.
Like I say, I've gotten it down to the point now where I get a hold of some stroke patients that are all paralyzed down one side of their body, and a few minutes later, they're moving that side of the body, and you kind of like run the energy backwards from the fingertips back to the brain, and it kind of like rewires the nervous system into the brain.
Gotcha. Mm.
I mean, all kind of crazy things happening.
Seems like it's very easy for people to kind of accept healing maybe in person, like an energy healer working, touching somebody, and there being healing that flows through their body into theirs. But you do a lot of healing remotely. Having done a remote healing session with you over the phone, we both felt jolted with energy. We were swayed back and forth. We got pushed off our feet, and we felt warmth in areas where we had, you know, pain or blockages, you might say. And and we felt it has made a no kidding tangible difference. So I would ask, how is it possible? I think this is going to be a hard one for people to grasp. Is how is it possible that you're actually healing people remotely? How is that energy moving? How is it taking place? How does that connection actually happen between you and another?
Dr. William C. Levingood and Dr. John Getty came up basically with the theory of what's going on. They personally knew Dr. David Bohm back in the 80s and 90s, the theoretical physicist, quantum physicist, the main guys of all the quantum physics that you hear about. So Dr. Levingood, along with earlier years before Dr. David Bohm died, and Dr. Getty and them proposed the idea that my brain, that since I've learned how to change the frequency, I can sit in the lab, hooked up the equipment, and I can start my brain pulsating at about a half a hertz, and control will be taking it up to about 70 or 80 hertz, and then bring it back down. You know, reading off what the speed at the hertz rating is and the microamp rating is. And we found out, though, that when I hold it right at exactly as close as I can to 1.618, I seem to resonate at a frequency field that allows my brain to resonate an energy that mixes with what they call the quantum field. And this quantum field is the electrical field that is connected to all of life force, the planet, solar system, everything. It's like that charge of energy that holds everything together. So somehow I resonate up with it at 1.618 hertz. When I do, that sends my energy, thought waves, whatever, galactic-wide. But we don't have anybody on the other side of the galactic yet in touch, but I do have people hundreds or thousands of miles away from me that are in touch. So when these people hear my voice talking, it sends in a ELF wave that's coming out of my audio. So as you record this right now, we're producing signals that people cannot hear in this audio. Well, when they hear it in the future, that's going to trigger their brains to resonate at certain wavelengths that allow them to lock into this quantum field that I'm working with here today. Now, this quantum field takes all this information that I project out, energy to push and pull you, make you warm up and tingle, and as you recording here, the quantum universe is recording it there. Now, the quantum universe holds a lot of information, holds everything. Basically, everything I've done in any lifetime I've been on this planet, as I'm on the planet playing with this energy, I'm recording those experiences over to that great quantum universe. That's where I basically store all my data at. You do too, but you don't know about it yet.
Mm.
But that's where I access and can run this stuff from. So I do a live session on someone. They feel all the energies because I'm sending it through the quantum field, through the quantum universe, and they're aware of it through the telephone only. the energy itself really is not coming through the phone at all. It's coming through this quantum field. And so that's what makes it go worldwide like that.
What I enjoy is how you're a level-headed individual, and you can speak of things so eclectic, just so matter-of-factly, and having actually worked with you and experienced it firsthand, I can say, yes, this is real, you know. How do you focus on more than one person at once, especially if they're in different locations?
I don't focus on, even if I'm working one-on-one, I'm still not focusing on one person. I'm working with the whole quantum field. So anyone that is audibly aware that I'm doing something can lock into that stream of energy that I'm running. And it, remember, I'm not healing your body. I'm causing your body systems to wake up, come online, charge up the batteries, and clean the soot and the rust out of the systems. And then all of a sudden you're going to go, whoa, into warp drive and go to healing yourself.
And so with that,
you got all kinds of systems built into you that, because what I'm doing got beat out of you when you were a little kid, you have never activated these higher up systems in your body. So they've been asleep your whole life up until I activate them.
Do people have to actually tell you what's wrong with them for the healing to take place? Does it really make no difference at all if you happen to know what ailments they might have?
I don't have to know hardly anything.
And then
I just lock them into the system, let the energy identify, seek out, and it's like search and destroy. I mean, it goes straight to the problem, and next thing you know, the people go to granite.
I just have
ways to use as jumping into them with jumper cables, in a sense.
I like that. That makes sense, because a person may not necessarily know technically what's wrong with them. Like, they might go to a doctor, get all kinds of tests and x-rays, etc., and the doctors will just say, well, we're pretty sure that we don't know yet, and you need more tests and spend more money. And
exactly.
And we're just going to scare you. We're going to say it could be this. Well, now we don't see that, but it could be this. So really, it doesn't seem like doctors quite often can tell us what is wrong with us, or they're unsure, or they're taking their best guess and doing treatments. So it's very intriguing that
that's why with doctors it's called practicing medicine. They're practicing.
Yeah, and your system, or the system that we all can do if we learn how again, it takes care of the details. Someone can just say, you know, my knee hurts. Well, exactly why doesn't necessarily matter, because the system itself, the energy will take care of those details. We don't need to know, like, the name of the disease or the name or of the physical problem. We don't have to even define it.
Exactly. If you get a pain signal, like your knee hurts, you sit down, you generate a field of energy between your hands, you put that down around your knee and allow that energy to irradiate the inside of your knee, kind of like a microwave oven, and that basically is an induction effect to supercharge the healing robots, the nanorobots that are in that proximity, and next thing you know, it relaxes, gets warm, the blood flow increases, and that pain you were feeling fades away. Because you knew how to activate your higher energy systems and then run that higher charge of energy that you're producing in your brain functions, your higher brain functions, and running that energy out through your hands to apply an induction effect to heal those areas. And those areas just super heal super fast.
Nano healing robots. I like that. And so we can do this for ourselves. Is there an advantage to healing another person, or another person healing you? Is it more effective when we are healed by another, or when we heal another?
If you start, see, I'm setting up a children's teaching foundation with the whole idea of getting kids started like I was started, like I was doing, with a little extra instructions of what to practice as they grow up. I can teach adults to do a lot of stuff, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to bring them all the way to my level, what I'm doing. But I know I can bring the children to my level. If I can get this started, I've got people right now bringing me 4, 5, 6, and 7-year-old children, and I show them how to start playing with it. And then I'm running and checking on them every 4 and 6 months. And then here finally in the last few nights, I got my Zoom webinar service running, so I'll start setting up an online webinar schooling system on it. So,
And that was
I get the children going. I mean, they'll be able to do all kinds of great things with it, time they mature with it. But the adults, I can get them doing things. I mean, where they can self take care of themselves and do a little bit to other people around them. And all.
Wow. So
just depends. It depends on how much dedication you have to exercise. And like I said, this is not Reiki. You're not going to pay $200, get a certificate, and be a master of Reiki. You know, this you have to work for. You have to do like push-ups. Your brain's like a muscle, and you have to use it a lot to learn how to produce this kind of level of energy. You know, it helps it. I mean, it makes it work like playing if you start doing the exercises when you're a kid. When I was 7 years old, I could generate gravity waves that I could pull and push people off balance, you know, all over the place. And then I could, I did that because I had to be in church all the time, Southern Baptist, and I couldn't stand to be there, and I couldn't stand to be forced to sit still. So all that energy I had in me, I had to start doing something with it. And so I sat there and played with it. I learned how to change the polarities real good about 5, 6 years old. And by the time I was 7 years old, I learned a fun little trick to do that I practiced every Sunday for 7 years. And it was fun in there because I had something that none of the other kids had. I had two buddies that would sit right beside me that knew I had this stuff, and they, I guess, instigated quite a few things. They put me up to a lot of few things.
And you would push people around in church, I believe. You would push them forward or push them back, and then you...
I had something a little bit more fun than that I did with them.
And what was that?
Yeah, me and my two buddies would sit up in the balcony where we could see the preacher good and see about a little over half the congregation down below us. And the preacher always had prayer at 11:30, and then he would have silent prayer. But one day my intuition taught me how to do all these things that I'm doing just about. And it said, right as prayer started, start pulling backwards. Set a DC field up, start pulling backwards on everybody that's downstairs. And so I was upstairs above them, so I was kind of like causing a gravity wave to draw toward me, kind of like me being the full moon and how it draws the oceans. I was just kind of drawing on all the people downstairs. And then the preacher got into silent prayer. My intuition said, let go of it, reverse the polarity, push it, squeeze as hard as you can, and see what happens. So I did. I reversed it, I pushed it, and squeezed on it, and all of a sudden I heard something, and then I heard it get louder and louder, and all of a sudden people were farting downstairs. And
that is great.
So it had a phenomenal effect of causing people to expel gases. So I practiced that for about 7 years, and that caused my brain to get super strong and fast at reversing polarity fields, which is what it takes to be able to control your higher brain functions. You have to consciously know what it feels like to have a positive or a negative or a split positive or a split negative field of energy operating in your brain. I operate everything by sensations in there.
And so you have that ability, and then I guess it's easy for children to continue learning that ability since they haven't had it taken.
Yep.
And then adults, it's a bit more difficult, but it's possible.
We're just going to break a barrier. We break the barrier down, the adults build up.
And after a session with an energy session with you, do people after the session tend to find, are there any unique things that tend to happen to people after a session? Is there like increased intuition? I mean, hopefully they feel better.
they feel better, their intuition increases. I show them a few things to practice, and if they practice it enough, they start doing things. You know, when I work on people to get them pain-free because they've been hurt a long time, I really don't want to have to just keep working on them. I want to work on them and show and teach them how to start doing these things themselves so that they can administer it themselves when they go to hurt and then only rely on me in the last, you know, if they can't get it to stop. Yeah. Because most of the people I get taught, I only really have to work with them on pain issues for two to six times, and then they've learned by then how to control it themselves.
Mm. And that,
you know, I mean, I can't put it into words, but I can work with them so that they can feel what the electrical sensations feel like in their brains when I'm doing it to their systems in their bodies, because it does the same thing in mine. When I turn on that energy to cause a certain effect, to cause something to go on, and I'm working with someone, they feel the same things my brain feels. That when I'm operating, and if I can get them to identify with those sensations and mentally create an imagination or a memory to that, they can replay that memory in the future, and it'll trigger their brain to start producing those energies.
That's amazing. So I guess technically you could almost have a meditation or meditation healing audio file, like a sound file, music, where...
I already have them.
You already have them. Are they on your site?
Well, they're not on the site quite yet. I'm having to get a little copyright thing straightened out. But I've been doing that already for doctors up in Michigan for about 7 years now. Make a little 5-minute video on their cell phones that they then play for their patients that are hurting real bad. And 8 out of 10 of the patients that are hurting real bad, their pain levels will drop 40% to 80% in about 5 minutes while they're watching that video.
Mm. Well, people definitely need to watch ededwards.com where they can see pictures of you hooked up and videos. I mean, you actually have videos and pictures of the tests, the research that's been done on you actually taking place, so people can see, hey, this is legit. He actually, this really happened. And definitely watch for those videos or audio files, because I mean, if they were available, I would be downloading it right now while we're talking. You did mention on your website, and you have mentioned in your newsletter that people should sign up for, that you are getting ready to teach healing classes and offer kind of group energy tune-ups. And so I'd like to know more about that, because your most recent project is building the healing center, the Kiddawa Club, the Kiddawa Healing Center. And you have a lot going on. So people who are interested, what can they get in on? And I have done the Zoom. I've done one of the Zoom sessions, and it's wonderful. Ed will push you around, and hopefully teach you how to do it. Yeah.
I'll teach you how to turn your systems on, your energy systems. I mean, everybody's got it built into them. Why not turn it on?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
and that all the same. There's nothing difference between me and anybody else on this planet physically. The only difference between me and everybody else on this planet is my knowledge and abilities of how to control and operate my higher brain functions. I've got systems built into me that's about the closest thing I can compare it to would be like the big starship on deep space or something like that in the movies. You've got a system built into you that has all kind of things. Once you learn how to operate it, turn it on. But until you learn how to turn the generator on in your brain, none of these other systems will just jump online. You have to produce the initial energy, and that's just by vibrating the magnetic field in the lower back part of your brain, and then that turns it into a generator back there that feeds energy into all the rest of the parts of the brain. When you light them up, you get all kind of things. I mean, I'm just scratching the surface right now. These scientists are just going ape over what I do for them.
Do you feel that, and I'm just going to call it energy healing. I guess technically we do kind of have a name for it, the bio-intrinsic tune-up. I like that better because it has been called by researchers bio-intrinsic resonant energy. We can call it energy healing. Mm-hmm. I like the idea of lightening up, as you put it, tune-ups. I think that's a great way of putting it, you know, cleaning the spark plugs. And there's, you know, for anybody who might think, oh, you got to be kidding, you know, is this real? Can he really push you around? Does healing really take place? There's nothing more convincing than actually doing a session.
Yeah.
Because when you feel it, see, that's the thing. We've all been to an energy healer. We've all seen that. We've all experienced Reiki. That's not necessarily anything new, but when you actually get pushed across the room, when you actually feel yourself vibrate, warm up, tingle, that's kind of the proof. I mean, that's going to convince anybody that this is real. And so if a person wonders, you know, can I do this? Are these abilities real? Is this? It's like, well, experience it. To experience is to know. And you can actually provide that experience to people.
And if you let me, we'll do it right here in a minute or two.
Yeah, I don't have any... And any other questions, really? I think we covered a lot of ground in a roundabout, scattered way. I asked a bunch of questions. And so, yeah, I mean, we can finish up with whatever you feel would benefit people out there that are going to listen to this.
Well, like I said, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
Well, so everybody now or anybody in the future, I mean, anytime you listen to the recording of this, it will work for you. So if everybody listening to it that can stand up, if they would stand up and pull their feet close together, are you able to stand up there, Craig?
I'm standing right now. And does it matter if people have their shoes on or not?
I prefer that they have their shoes on. Because the human body is a self-contained electric storage field. I have a big issue with people that go barefooted. People that go barefooted would never be any competition to me there with this energy work. They would never be able to build the energy up like I have.
That's interesting. Okay.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, with everybody with their feet close together, I'm resonating a field of energy on here where I'm at. Right now I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida. It don't matter where I'm at. Now, I'm not going to tell you what should be happening. You just see what's going on. I'm just vibrating this energy and allowing it to merge with the quantum field and storing the data of what I'm doing in the quantum universe. Just a little technique my higher brain knows how to do. Different people will affect differently there. And you can be any feedback you want, Craig. I'm just trying to have no power suggestion of what's happening.
Okay, I'll let you know. I think I felt pushed around a little bit. I'll let you know if I feel something specific. Okay, I feel pulled over to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled over to the right.
Correct.
I think pull to the left again.
Mm-hmm.
Pull to the right.
And when I pull people left and right, especially if they have equilibrium problems or balancing problems, it'll clear those problems up in a few minutes. Noticing anything in the fingertips?
Slightly. That's one that I don't feel as strongly as some do, but I do feel it.
each time we work with it, it gets stronger.
I think I feel myself pulled forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'll set up a field here directly. The intent of this field is to push you backwards. And everybody out in the future should be getting pushed backwards.
I feel it.
Okay, now I'm going to let off. Reverse it. Now I'm going to pull you.
Can feel that.
You feel the pull forward?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to let off, let you zero out. And with your feet close, I'm intentionally going to pull you to your right.
Yep.
Like I said, they go out there and listen to this in the future as many times as you want. It'll do the same thing every time. All right, now I'm going to pull you to your left.
Yep. Feel that.
Okay, now. All right, now sit down right quick. So you're aware of the energy pretty good now, and that even works really good for the skeptics. Now, for fun right here, put your feet, heels on the floor and the toes upward, or have it in a recliner where your feet just kicked up. Turn your hands upside down, fingers totally limp, laying on top of your legs, palms upward. Okay, I'm sending signals through the quantum field and aiming them at your toes. Those signals are going at your toes, running upwards through your nervous systems and coming back out your fingers. Watch for your fingers to slightly twitch, wiggle, or move, one or more of them. Any stimulation there in them?
I feel my fingers get warm, and if there's movement, I feel it's very slight, but I feel it. And right now,
yeah.
I had to grab the microphone and pull it over to me, and my hands are they feel like they just woke up from being asleep, and there's this warm energy.
Correct.
In them.
Mm-hmm. That's so tingly warm. But anyhow, when I work with people, I just clean up their electrical systems by doing that right there. And I can do it in front of them in person, which is pretty interesting because I can run it out my hands and have it within, you know, or touching. Now, if I touch sometimes, some people will jump up off the chair, table, or whatever when I touch them. Feel like they've been electrocuted. It affects different people differently. It's fun to do a big, you know, couple, 300 type lecture and do demonstrations up on stage. I've had some people go flopping clean out of the chairs, didn't even sit in the chairs, and I start running it through their shoes, up through their bodies. Yeah, somewhere on one of my websites you can find those videos.
They're out there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there will be more. Like I say, I'm not out there trying to sell a bunch of stuff. I'm not even got a book out yet. I just stayed, been in the research and having fun playing with it. I'm just kind of setting up doing the energy sessions to make a little bit of a living, but doing it all by donations. And am trying to put some investors together, you know, to get the energy resort and all those places up and going, slowly coming together with that. But it will come when Source wants it to come.
Well, it sounds great that you're like you mentioned, you're playing with it and you're having fun. I mean, that's when work and play become the same thing. That is living.
Yeah, I enjoy my work because my work is play, and my play helps people.
Hmm. That is perfect.
So I'm having fun surviving.
Hmm. So,
and sharing and showing this.
So at this moment, are we done with the session? With the energy?
Yeah, we got it now.
Okay.
That's good enough for a quick demonstration. If they want a more personal effect, get in touch with me. You can go through my webpage, make a donation on the bottom there, and it'll immediately tag my phone through my webpage there and tell me what time and what phone number to call you, and I'll call you and light you up.
And for people who are considering it, definitely, when you do an in-person session with Ed, and it could be yourself and other people there in the room that want to do it, Ed will work with you, you know, specifically and ask, are you feeling it? You know, are you feeling it? Because I noticed that there's been a time or two where I might say, no, not quite. He'll turn it up, and then you'll feel it. So
I depend on your feedback because...
Yeah.
Certain people, I have to change frequencies depending on person to person. Everybody's not the same. They're not just humans, not one frequency. Humans consists of many different frequencies. So I've had to learn to run my energy up and down a scale until I hit the right frequency that ties in, that resonates in with your frequency.
Mm.
So I'm looking for just enough feedback. And then when I am locked in, I don't want to get my energy too high where it causes your systems to overload and we have a case of spontaneous human combustion on our hands.
And I would believe that that's possible, having actually felt the energy and worked with you.
Well, I believe and know that I could crank it up so high it could happen. You run it at small level, you run the small levels, you can cause a person's body systems to heal in seconds that takes months.
Is there an extra, so now that people out there have experienced this, and hopefully they'll work with you in person, is there an exercise that people can do to start to cultivate the energy themselves?
The most basic one is like the Tai Chi Qigong masters do, is the Qi ball. Creating that ball of energy that you create that force between your hands. So if everybody will hold their hands, I'll turn it on right quick. Everybody hold your hands like you're holding an invisible basketball, something about the size of a basketball. Okay, palms are aimed toward each other. Now, just like you were just barely applying pressure to an invisible balloon, just barely come in on it just a tiny bit. See if it feels like you don't pressure up between your hands. Just barely mash and let off, then just barely mash and let off. And you feel that pressure right there?
Oh, of course.
Okay. The Qigong masters, Tai Chi masters, call that a Qi ball. But now, that's just the basic, simplest thing to play with. If you play with and pressure that up, then I can teach you how to mentally cause that ball to push your hands apart or flick polarities and pull your hands together, all because of an energy field that's going on in the middle of that ball. Yeah, so that's where in my classes I teach people how to feel their own energy and then how to start controlling it, how to switch the polarities in there. Because, see, they're just running it idle, so it's just running along, flicking back and forth on its own.
So everybody, definitely go to Ed's site at edwards.com and get on the newsletter, sign up for the different trainings that he's doing. Right now, he's just figuring out the system, so you're getting quite a lot almost free right now. You know,
I'm not really charging for anything right now. I'm just trying to get people's awareness to it. Now, I have been going around the country teaching classes, and when I go teach a all-day workshop class, I normally charge about $150. Whereas online, I'm thinking about something like $97 or something for a, you know, 3 or 4 hour class, video class. Once you take the basic class, then you can sign up with maybe a small fee membership and have access to all kinds of things. Me in live person once or twice a week. Continued education. See, that's the key, especially for adults. Children, all I got to do is hand this energy to kids and show them one little technique, step away from them.
So at your healing center that you're working on developing, I mean, very likely the doctors could be children.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a center like you or anyone else around the country has a small center of any kind, we can pipe me in there through the Zoom, and I can teach these at this classes in your center with your clientele, and we work on a gallery type percentage.
We definitely are going to do all we can to help get this info out there, because this works. Mm-hmm. And it's real. It's exactly what is needed right now. So I'm glad that we were able to connect and that you had some time to talk to us for a little bit. And is there anything you want to leave imparting?
Well, just like I say, everybody find me and play with this energy. And if you got kids, let's see if we can get them interested. I've got people with children as young as 3 years old that are now playing with it. And they ain't, you know, knowing that much, but the 5 and 7 and 8 year olds, if you go to my YouTube channel, go on YouTube and go at Mr. Ed Edwards, EDD, and then EDWARDS, go down it, and you'll find an 8-year-old boy that I taught how to play with the energies in 30 minutes. And he's doing the energies. We got it on video. His mother filmed it, playing with the energies back on me there.
Mm. Well, we will definitely link to all of that in the show description, so it will all be there, so people won't have to look very mm-hmm. hard. Well, all right. Well, thanks so much for your time today. I'm glad that we were able to finally connect, and we will do our darndest to make you famous. So thanks a lot for your time, Ed.
Okay. You're okay. We'll have fun with it.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Be good.